Hello, everyone. We'll be resuming council at this time. If I can get some thumbs up, as always, just to know that everybody's back. Hope everybody had a good little break. Yeah, I think that's enough reactions that we can continue. Before we continue with the reports, I just want to address some concerns that were given to me through chat. I got a question from a new counselor who asked if they can leave early. If you have like good reason, you can email us before council and tell us in advance that you'll have to leave council early. If you haven't done that, it's your first time, you can maybe like send us a message if you have something urgent that you have to leave for. You can let us know. In general rule though, you should stay until the end of council. Okay. Right. And I was asked about the cutoff time for Lich's council. So as I said in my first meeting as as speaker, I have a cutoff time of 10. I will not be continuing debate after 10, as I find it would be completely useless. We're all going to be too tired to actually be able to listen to each other and debate. As such, 10 is the cutoff time. But we should probably end before that, I think. I'm hoping. All right. Seeing this, I will not be taking more of your time. We can continue on with the reports. All right. So we'll begin with the reports by committees. First off, the executive committee report. Sarah isn't here as such. I don't know which executive is going to present. VP Finance.
Yep, it's your boy. I'll be
All
the
right, you have
presenter.
the floor.
All right, so hello everyone. So I guess I'll go over the executive committee report. Most of what we did were hiring. So I guess the big hirings we can see here are COVID-19 building ambassadors, which are basically people who will be checking vaccine passports for GERTs and for other things. And we approved about $4,000 for Qualtrics, which the reason it's so expensive is because it's a very good confidential way to collect information, which is very important when we're dealing with sensitive issues within our research. SACOMS did a series of hiring. We approved the Spin Halloween event with the budget. I will say the budget ends up being positive because of the money we end up making from the ticket sales. We appointed the Vice President of Internal Affairs as the interim replacement for the President's portfolio until the end of his leave, just to make sure that everything's being managed properly. And we had more cloud storage approved as well. If we scroll, I guess, down. We approved the closure of the Smoot office during the holiday period. This is traditional. We always do 2 weeks paid break for everyone during the winter break. And we canceled one of the three time clocks we have at the Smoot office. We're keeping those at Gertz, but we have an online essential method of using time clocks because of COVID. So there was no real point of keeping that in the office. I stand for questions.
Thank you very much. We'll now be entertaining questions on this report. All those wishing to ask a question, please raise your hand now. Seeing none, we'll be moving on to the next report. Postponed, postponed, postponed. So, for the record, actually, since we are with the voice record, the Community Engagement Committee is postponed. The Environment Committee postponed, Samosa Committee postponed, Comité des Affaires Francophones is postponed, Black Affairs Committee is postponed, Service Review Committee.
We don't have a report.
Great. And we haven't received notification that it has not met. I apologize. As such, that will be noted for the future. Did we receive a report for the Accessibility Committee?
No.
That as well. So let it be noted that the Service Review Committee and the Accessibility Committee have not submitted reports. And the Affordable Student Housing Committee is postponed. Is that a point, Councillor?
It's a question I was wondering if I could ask.
Go for it.
So if I'm on the accessibility committee, and I don't know if they have met because I haven't received any email or Zoom links for the committee. So I was wondering if it's going on or not.
Can one of the execs answer this question? I'm unsure who is in charge of that committee specifically.
Sorry, which committee?
The accessibility committee. Counselor, I'd advise you send an email to the executive team and maybe that you can find an answer there. It is entirely possible they haven't met yet, as multiple committees have not met. Yes, Vice President Wu.
I would also suggest copying in that email the committee chair being the accessibility commissioner.
Thank you. Vice President Finance?
Oh. I was just going to say the same thing. I was just reading the in terms of reference.
Vice President Downey?
I was just going to say their email is accessibility@smoo.ca and their name is Sal, if that is helpful.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Councillor Khodadadi, was that noted, or do you want me to put it in the chat?
If you could please send me the email address. Sorry. Thank you.
Actually, Councillor Downey, could you send me the email? I don't know if I I got it as well.
Yeah, I could put it in the chat and then you can forward it to the counselor if that's all right.
Yeah, exactly. That'd be perfect. Thank you. All right. Seeing this, we'll now be moving on to the reports by counselors. We'll begin with the report by Councillor Tiniakos. I know there's a proxy and I know the report was made to be combined with another report.
Yes, I will be doing the report for both Councillor Tiniakos and Councillor Kwasi. So perfect. Pretty much what...
Okay. You have the floor.
Thank you. So pretty much what happened was we approved the SUS budget for 2021 and 2022. And meanwhile, for each of the individual portfolios, the president is working closely with our dean, as you have met earlier, Dr. Bruce Lennox, regarding the Royal Victoria project. There are also going to be Burnside renovation plans starting in May of this year. Of 2022 and going into 2022, 2024. And all the executive committees are running. And we are also having a meeting with the Office for Science Education and University Advancement. In terms of the VP Academic Grad Fair is going to be happening in collaboration with AUS. And it's going to be from November 2nd to November 3rd. And there are over 60 responses with institutions from all over Canada, US, Australia, UK, and some top institutions such as the University of Toronto or also the Bloomberg School of Public Health. So if you or anybody you know is interested, please encourage them to attend. It's going to be very important and very useful. And Academia Week is also looking to host a panel and networking event at the end of January next year. In terms of the VP communications portfolio, so our first year council has been appointed in terms of VP internals for our Science Internal Committee. As you can see, there are going to be various events from both the Science Internal Committee and also from Science Games, with Science Games Hike Night happening on November 15th. Tickets sold out within 12 minutes, but they're going to be releasing new tickets. So if you know anybody who's interested, they will be new tickets rolling out. Just have them stay updated. And Science Game captains have all been decided and we will be having a training in January. And meanwhile, Science Games will be from January 18th to January 22nd. And then for VP External, so we are hosting regular office hours on Tuesdays from 5 to 8 at Gertz. And for VP Sustainability, the Mental Health Committee is having three events for November, which are going to be a cafe crawl, a meditation session, and therapy dogs. And Charity Week will be from November 15th to November 19th. And that is all, I believe.
Thank you very much. If there are any questions, please raise your hand now. Vice President Downey?
Very sorry, my hand should not be raised.
No worries. Vice President Dudouvgi.
Thank you. I was wondering if the proxy, and if not, I will just shoot an email myself, but could clarify what exactly does work closely with the Dean of Science regarding the World Vic mean? What kind of initiatives are being taken?
I'm sorry, I actually do not know.
That's okay. As such, Vice President Louis, I would encourage you to send an email to the councillors whose report was presented.
Thank you.
Councillor Wan.
Thank you very much, Proxy Yang, for your report. I just wanted to ask either yourself or any of the science representatives. So if I understand correctly, the Hype Night tickets are sold on a first-come, first-served basis. Have you ever considered a lottery-based system that would potentially be more equitable? Thank you.
Councillor Yang?
I believe that there would be a bit more of logistical issues in terms of a lottery-based system. I'm not 100% sure, but first come, first serve generally should be fair, if I'm not mistaken. But if you have any issues with that, you can always bring it up to our VP internal.
Thank you very much. If there are any more questions, please raise your hand now. Seeing no questions, we'll now be moving on to the next report. This report is by Councillor Kugelmos. I was going to say, Councillor Kugelmos has resigned. We'll have to remove that from the agenda. I just clicked. So could you write postponed next to the report, because it would still be important that somebody from the Faculty of the Environment gives a report sometime soon. Thank you. All right, moving on, we'll be taking the management report by Councillor Saad.
Great, thank you so much. I'll just wait for it to be pulled up in a sec.
I do want to remind, I didn't mention it, but it is on the agenda that reports have a 3-minute speaking time. We haven't passed it yet, but just giving a heads up.
Got you. All right, so yeah, basically lots going on in management. First off, we had an open house recently, lots of prospects and a lot of attendance. People were excited and eager, so I'm not too worried about the future of the faculty. It was really good to see. We've also appointed a new dean. Her name is Professor Yolande E. Chan. She's very impressive and very student focused, which we love to see. She's very eager to collaborate with us at the MUS, and she has a lot of good ideas, but is really open to, you know, really having student-led initiatives. So that's something we're really looking forward to working on. In terms of our MUS website and having a portal, we've been refining some of the rough edges and updating the website, as well as trying to have a way to centralize resources and allow students to, you know, get all their information and direction from one source, as opposed to, you know, having a whole scavenger hunt to find what they need. We've also had a new initiative started. It's called MUS Student Surveys. So basically what it is we go around the faculty in person, approaching students and asking them how their semester is going, discussing resources with them, and basically just trying to connect with them and give them, you know, some good involvement and a good sense of community in the faculty. The responses have been fantastic so far, and we're going to keep doing this. We're also looking at some constitutional amendments related to finances, election reform, and how to engage students better. So we've started the preliminary meetings and we're hoping to have it ready for the winter election and have it up for referendum. When it comes to events and activities, as most of you know, Carnival is, you know, really going hard right now. It's definitely exciting a lot of people in management. You know, students are excited and they're hyped, and it's nice to see this much engagement and activities going around. We also have something called Dave's Store in the basement of our building, Bronfman. It's a student-led store that students used to love in the past. We're hoping to reopen that, but we have been met with some resistance from the faculty and from the building manager. So we're working to get that up and running as soon as possible. By far the main, I wouldn't say need, but the main want for students is to have, you know, activities and 4 à 7 type events back up and running. So that's definitely something that we're focusing on. And last but not least, CASCO, which is Commerce and Administration Student Charity Organization, is on November 13th. Basically what it is it's a fashion contest with dance incorporated in it. It's super awesome. It raises money for Montreal's Children's Hospital Foundation, and it's open to all McGill students. So we definitely recommend you guys to take this back to your faculties, to any of your friends. It's for a really good cause and it's awesome. Other than that, feel free to reach out to either me or Mary, my co-rep, for any questions or concerns. We'd be happy to answer them. Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much. If there are any questions, please raise your hand now. Vice President Delouvrier.
Thank you. Would Councillor Saad be able to answer how they plan on promoting Casco, as it seems like a great initiative.
Yeah, for sure. We have a Casco Instagram, actually. So it's technically not a management like only initiative, but it tends to be management that like runs the chapter. So I can definitely pass that on to anybody who's interested. Just feel free to let me know after the council adjourns. But we have an Instagram, there's a Facebook event as well. And I know the team's working really hard to promote this as best as they can. So I'm sure that they'd be happy to, you know, address any issues or inquiries.
Thank you. Before we continue with questions, just a note for the record that Vice President Downey had to leave at 8:52, but with the promise of returning in 15 minutes. So temporary leaving. If there is any more questions, please raise your hands at this time. Seeing none, we'll be continuing on to the next report. Thank you for your report, Councillor Saad. Councillor Holton.
So I did not submit my report in time. I have a report on my computer if I can share screen, but if that's not within the rules, then I can present next time.
So technically, you have, yeah, one moment, please. One second.
Sure.
All right, I see, because we were communicating before this. So you did not send your report on time. I will allow you to present those since you did write up a report. If you wish to share your screen, you can do so now.
Sure.
In the future though, just remember to please share your reports and emails concerning reports with the parliamentarian.
Okay, thank you. So I'm just reporting on the Arts and Science Undergraduate Society. This is our second year as ACES officially since making the switch from BASIC. So 2 years ago, as a sort of faculty and a department, we're making several changes right now in order to introduce what we think are the most important governing practices practiced by other faculties. So that includes introducing an equity commission. Right now, our president, our equity commissioner, and an additional team that they have recruited through interviews are formulating an equity training that we'll use for all ACES members starting second semester this year and going every year forward. We're also drafting new formats for ACES motions and bylaws to fit Robert's rules and the patterns of governance motion putting forward and bylaws used by AUS, SUS, and SMU. We're currently looking for a new office. I believe for now we're going to be meeting in the Arts Lounge. And finally, we've sorted out our finances with SUS. So we're, I'll touch more on that in our sub-faculty section. So ACES has three faculties that come to our meetings every 2 weeks to our council meetings. So Cognitive Science Department, Sustainability Science and Society, and Environment. Those sub-faculties have all filled committees for events, fundraising, et cetera. And we have now $10,000 of funding approximately to give to those departments. They've been throwing some really cool events, a thrift crawl from SSS. CogSci had a really cool Gertz Halloween event last night. And ACES itself, of course, we had our Frosh that went really well. A lot of Faculty Spirit. We had an event at Tipsy Cow about a month ago. Again, got a lot of second years out who are kind of practically first years this year. So we're trying to get a lot of people involved who haven't been on campus before. We're bringing back the NERC conference this year, which is a conference that we ran up to a few years ago, but of course weren't able to run during COVID, and more events to come. And these are just some, pictures that we took of council. And there's Kevin. We've been having some meetings in Gertz. So that's all I have.
Thank you very much. If there are any questions, please raise your hands now. Seeing none, we'll be moving on to the next report. This is the report by Councillor Kazi.
We already went over it.
Oh, right, my bad. That is true. We did the two sentences put together. As such, we'll be moving on to the report, the music report by Councillor Hodadadi.
Hi, everyone. So I'm the music representative. And first of all, I want to apologize for the first error submitted for September 30th, because I was supposed to report then, but due to the schedule change, now I'm reporting now, and I forgot to change it. So our libraries are open. We're very happy about that. As of yesterday, we require vaccine passports, and we're giving out some stickers on student IDs, but we ran out of that. Fortunately, we're going to be restock those, I think, tomorrow or on Monday. So that's for libraries. And we were selling Schulich merch, but we are repricing them because the prices have changed, and we were losing money to if we wanted to restock our merch. So now, for now, we're stopping selling merches. Fingers crossed, we will start them next month or so, or soon. We're having first year representative election in November, Frosh went pretty well. We had a lot of participants in first years. They were pretty excited. We had no COVID spread, and that was like a very big success for us. We're having issues with course syllabi this semester. Our VP academic is working on it because many professors refuse to post their syllabi, and it's just frustrating for many students, but we're working on it. And those are the previous and upcoming meetings for me, and a little bit about me. So I'm a piano student, fourth year, or U3, minoring in music education and music theory. If you want to meet me, you can contact me through these two emails. And as of yesterday, we're having in-person office hours. So if you want to come in person and meet me, I'm going to be in MUSA office every Thursday, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. And that's all.
Thank you very much, Counselor. We will now be entertaining questions on this report. All those wishing to ask a question, please raise your hand now. Seeing none, we'll now be moving on to the next report. The report by Counselor Eiley of Nursing.
I'm missing the report.
All right, let it be noted that the report will be postponed and that Councillor Ali did not submit a report. We'll now be moving on to the club's report by Councillor Dagduki. You have the floor.
Perfect, thank you. Sorry, can everyone hear me well?
Yep.
Perfect. I might introduce myself. My name is Nadia Dagduki. I am the club's rep this year. I'm currently U2 microbiology and immunology. And yeah, the update. So I, of course, sit on the clubs committee. We had our first meeting last week, and we're looking into streamlining the review process so we can get through interim and full status club applications, as well as independent student groups and other stuff like that. It's going really well so far, so I'm looking forward to that. In terms of club updates and what constituents feel, so most clubs are looking forward to the next activities night, mainly because the first one, as we know, didn't go so well. And a lot of clubs are looking for are lacking a lot of members right now. Unfortunately, being online for the last year has diminished a lot of the leadership positions and people who are getting ready to take those leadership positions. So it's kind of like having 2 years worth of first years who aren't sure if they want to get involved. So activities night is going to be a good time, hopefully. Like I say in the updates, in person is nice. It's not going to be the same if it's only one representative, but of course with COVID restrictions, there's only so much we can do. The late date also is a bit of a setback because a lot of clubs have already gotten started on their activities. So it's more difficult to integrate new people into it, but they're kind of just happy to get signups, even if it's late in the semester as well. Unfortunately, the first activities night problems weren't something that could be foreseen necessarily, but there's still frustration coming from clubs by the fact that it happened and that they just kind of have to do this process a whole other time. And then this is just something that hasn't happened since last council necessarily, but it's just in general, over the summer and coming into this semester, one thing I've been getting a lot from clubs is that the requirements are too strict and or they feel that they're unnecessary. Like to this extent, I just really want to communicate these feelings because I know personally through my experience with SMU that a lot of these things are necessary for insurance and such, but this is just how the clubs are feeling. So some of the really small clubs are what's the point of being a club if I can just meet with the five other people and do whatever we want and we don't have to fill out forms. We don't have to worry about any of that. So that's definitely something that they just don't feel like it's worth the hassle anymore. Space is a big one too. Luckily the university center is open again this year, so we have more space to book than previous years, but it's been kind of difficult to access just because COVID restrictions to some extent have reduced capacity a lot. But then one thing I've noted here is that there's still access issues in some ways. So I know some people are having issues with VEMS booking because even if they activated their VEMS account, you can't actually just go onto VEMS and book a room for your club. It all has to be done through email. And I just think this is also an unnecessary hassle on the events admin. So it's both SMU and the club side. And so overall, I think clubs are generally a little bit frustrated and unhappy because I've heard some feedback that they think SMU is too focused on advocacy and not on representing students and club life on campus. But I can't speak, I just want to repeat, I'm representing what the clubs think, but I do know that a lot of these issues and a lot of these I do know that a lot of these regulations are in place for insurance or for other reasons. All right, that's it.
Thank you, Counselor. Let it be noted for the record that Vice President Downey has rejoined the meeting at 9:04. All right, we'll now be moving to the executive reports. Beginning by the report from the VP Finance. I'd also just like to remind you that when I do this speed up thing, it just means that your time has run out and it's the equivalent of my gavel, just a bit softer. You can continue speaking, but wrap up. All right, Vice President Finance, you have the floor.
Why would Alex ever say that before I speak? Accounting wise, we've hired an administrative assistant for GERTS to help manage inventory and logistics. That's been something we've been working on. The application will be out soon. It is actually out now. This report was written Sunday. So please apply if you can, if you're interested at all. Clubs and services service credit cards have been delivered. Service has been picking them up throughout the past week. Some service supplied late, so a second batch of cards are on their way. Club credit cards are ordered. They should arrive over the next couple of weeks. RBC took a long time to set up the card contracts, and we had to sign them in wet ink, which is always difficult because I need to come into the office and coordinate with our accountants. So that took a little bit of time. Club banking access should be done or close to done. The first and second wave have been done, so now we're dealing with any application that happened after October 15th-ish. Continuing to help and meet with clubs and services with any expenses that happened. And service budget reviews are going well. I've met with almost all the services. I think it's just one service who didn't show up to the meeting that needed to reschedule. Revised budgets are being submitted over the next 2 weeks for our review and approval. So Allie and I, she's the service finance coordinator, commissioner, one of the two. I think it's coordinator. So we're going to sit down and go over those. Budget revision has been delayed to November. Since I'm not presenting it now. This is due to desire to consult the finance committee and a need for budget estimations to be received from management and a need to account for recent operational expenses and difficulties we've encountered. I don't wanna go too much into detail on this, but essentially I just had to delay the budget revision and the final vote at Ledge Council by a month. As written in the IRs, it was passed by the board of directors. In the meantime, we had a meeting with every department head to go over current budgets, expenses that need to be outside of it, and wish lists for the budget surplus. We'll also be doing an accrual for the winter fee to get a fuller picture of what we have to work on, but I mentioned this last week, we estimate around $300,000 more being received than expected. Funding, the first two funding committee meetings, the approved applications are listed below. I don't think I'll have time to go over them, but if you are interested at all over what funding applications we approved, there's an annex right underneath this report. Investments, we're still looking to change our short-term investment portfolio. Hopefully, will this be done by November? We just received some GICs just expired, so we just got a bunch of money, and we're looking to reinvest some of it. The question for fee referendum submitted were the questions for the fee referendum were submitted to the DIPSL, as I said earlier. I gave some advice on motion writing to services and the ISG looking to have a fee referendum this semester. And finally, projects. We're still looking for members at large for the Health and Dental Committee. We've had a couple applications since I wrote this report, so that's nice. But please, 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 if anyone's interested, apply. Until then, projects and relationships have installed. I have an internal deadline of November 1st. So November 1st, I'll look at the applications and, you know, pick up the members at large that we can. And then after that, we're just going to start meeting because we can't really wait any longer. I guess if I still have a little bit of time, I could go over briefly over the funding 15 applications. Seconds. There were a bunch of funding applications. That's all I will have the time to say, I guess. But please read them over if you have the chance. A lot of these are great initiatives. And remind your constituents to apply for money if you can.
Right on time. Incredible. Very rare from the VP Finance. Let it be noted for the record that Councillor Dagduki has rejoined the meeting at 9:10. All right. Vice President Student Life, you have the floor.
Awesome.
Oh, my apologies. You know what? I completely skipped question period for the VP Finances report. I'm sorry about that. This is the 9 p.m. break. All those wishing to ask questions about the VP Finances report, please raise your hand now. All right. Seeing none, we'll now be moving on to the next report, the report from the VP Student Life. You have the floor.
Thank you. Okay, so we had the first club committee meeting. We just went over protocols and rubrics for approvals and rejections. We reviewed two groups, but we do need to make this process faster because from last year, there's lots of applications that were not reviewed and left. So we're meeting again tomorrow to go over all business, basically. First service review committee meeting was on October 27th. We went over protocols and rubrics because there's nothing to review as of yet. We just established what to do for the next semester. First service committee meeting on October 27, we updated all groups on events regulations, usage of the SMU building, and answer other questions, and groups updated me on their initiatives and projects. So the MSER first aid trainings are still ongoing. They are the first group to be in 3501, which is, it's been going great. And we had like a trial run and now we decided to use the University Center for services to hold their trainings. Not University Center, 3501 PO. And then I also met with several students to answer general questions about events and like a counselor said before, I've been getting lots of just comments and concerns on why the University Center is not allowing more people to hold events and the capacity is not increasing. We're still in a pandemic. We're increasing capacities now with the building director. We called inspectors, we called the city, we called everyone to make sure that we can stick to 1 meter distancing and increase our capacities. So right now this is gonna be implemented as of, I will believe like mid next week or in 2 weeks from now, but we're still in COVID times. So we still need to be very careful. Okay, mental health. The second roundtable meeting occurred October 25th, which is like started planning for winter 2022 and how all the initiatives and events would look like. For projects, the student group information form will now be available in a confidential format. Only the HR manager will be able to access information to just confirm that executives are either McGill students, to just have their information in case of liability. But basically, this was never presented before. Now I have access to it and other people have access to it. So it's important that students can share their information in a confidential manner. So Activities 92.0 planning has been ongoing. We have a huge team. The event is November 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Like I said, the format is an in-person fair with 84 groups presenting per day. They're going to have booths. Day one, day two, day three. And then we also have a hybrid format over Zoom. So I'm really looking forward to this event to just making sure that all clubs can find new members and also promote their activities. So we're also changing the SMU website under the Student Life page, because right now the protocols are just really unclear. And I wanna make sure that everything's really accessible. And we're also adding archives from last year's. And I'm also putting updates just on the portfolio. We had the final internal consultations for the student group internal regulations. I have to present this to the club and service committee just for the final suggestions, but we're presenting lots of great changes. So I'm really excited for that. I reviewed the student group portal contracts. We hired two part-time staff members to work on the team and the development of this portal. And we're looking to have all services onboarded by winter 2022. It is gonna be like a SMU app and website, so yeah.
Thank you, Vice President. Clutch there. A bit over time, but that's fine. We had the little sprint. All those wishing to ask questions, please raise your hand now. Seeing no question, we'll be moving on to the next report. The report by the VP University Affairs.
Hi, everyone. Please let me know if you can't hear me clearly. I'm just trying to get to a quiet space outside to give this report. So what I've been working on right over the past couple of weeks are campus vaccination incentives. So working with McGill and also independently within SMU to just promote vaccination for students who haven't yet received their vaccinations. Apparently it went very well. There was a lot of turnout for registration as well as for new vaccines, which are super exciting. There was Indigenous allyship training given to the executive committee. So huge shout out to the Indigenous Affairs Commissioner who gave us a great session. I learned a lot. I think the rest of us did as well. MedStore products, we are refilling all of our locations around campus. It's going really well. I'm so happy with the team. The Senate Ad Hoc Advisory Committee on COVID-19 academic planning is also going well. We had a special extra meeting and we continue to discuss academic accommodations. We're meeting again tomorrow, still going very well. Met with the University Health and Safety Committee where we discussed none other than the coronavirus again. It's been a slow going group, unfortunately, but we're working on it. I met with representatives from the University of Manitoba Student Union, which is super cool because they had questions about SMU's menstrual products program. So that was really awesome. We had the student group check-in with Fabrice Lebeau and the other student groups on campus. Senate Caucus meets every week. Caucus is really dedicated to ensuring better academic accommodations for the winter, which is really exciting. We're still figuring out legislative council representation because they have a lot of busy people on Senate Caucus, and unfortunately, no one is able to commit to being the consistent rep to caucus at this time.
The QIPS was passed at Legislative Council last week. Huge shout out to the Gender and Sexuality Commissioner for all their hard work here. We're now working on campaigning just to make sure that the community sees how valuable this is and votes yes. We're working on hiring in Indigenous Affairs and menstrual health teams. And over the past 2 weeks, I've seen an uptick in reports for students who report that their instructors have violated the Charter of Student Rights or other academic provisions. So people just email, and then I work with the student rights researcher and advocacy commissioner to support them as best I can. We are still working on improved and expanded academic accommodations for the coming semester. So as I said before, this is being done by Senate caucus. They're also crushing it. And we do have the voice on the Senate ad hoc committee on COVID-19 academic planning and policies. There's the fast pass for access to libraries and other on-campus services. SMU is not using it at this time. So we're just trying to promote that knowledge to our membership and also let them know that they will need it for the library, which is requiring vaccine passports as of earlier this week. So we're just trying to ease with that transition as quickly as possible to make sure no one's confused or fewer people are confused. I stand for questions.
Thank you very much. All those wishing to ask a question, please raise your hand now. Seeing none, we'll be moving on to the next report, the report by the VP External Affairs.
Merci beaucoup et merci à tous d'être là aujourd'hui. Ces deux dernières semaines, en termes de projets de mobilisation, les choses sur lesquelles nous nous sommes concentrés en termes d'affaires externes, et comme toujours, le projet du site du Royal Victoria pour essayer de construire notre plan avec utile dessus et éviter la privatisation du site. De plus, certaines coalitions ont recommencé à travailler, particulièrement la coalition Québec 15 maintenant, qui se concentre sur l'augmentation du salaire minimum au Québec, et de plus la coalition pour Defund the Police. Il devait y avoir un déjeuner avec le McGill Community Council qui a été bougé malheureusement. De plus, j'ai commencé à avoir des rendez-vous avec plusieurs représentants des différents programmes de santé à McGill afin d'essayer de créer des partenariats avec d'autres ressources externes pour avoir plus d'accessibilité à des ressources de santé physique et mentale sur le campus pour les étudiants. De plus, le bureau des campagnes politiques a commencé à travailler sur une nouvelle campagne vis-à-vis les droits qu'on a en tant qu'étudiants qui louent des appartements, et une campagne sur juste des informations qui sont importantes à savoir en tant que loueur, ou beaucoup d'entre eux pour qui c'est la première fois. De plus, on a travaillé sur Bill 2 and Bill 21 pour lesquels il faut se mobiliser. J'aimerais dire un grand merci à Yara Koussa, Claire Downey, Gray Cooper et toutes les autres personnes qui ont énormément travaillé sur la motion qui est passée aujourd'hui sur Bill 2. Et finalement, en termes de mobilisation, on a énormément travaillé avec la représentante aux affaires externes de l'UDM sur la coalition régionale étudiante de Montréal, qui présente un plan vis-à-vis les élections municipales qui approchent. D'autres choses importantes à souligner sont le début du Affordable Student Housing Committee, qui va commencer la semaine prochaine et qui va avoir l'opportunité de regarder les propositions par UTIL qui ont été faites pour trouver un terrain. De plus, et cela c'est très important, c'est que UCRU va peut-être se passer en personne pour Lobby Week à l'Université de Ottawa. Et on a commencé à travailler avec les autres présidents des deux autres comités de UCRU et des exécutifs de la coalition sur un plan à long terme. De plus, comme je l'ai dit précédemment, avec la coalition régionale étudiante de Montréal, nous avons commencé à travailler. Nous avons eu l'opportunité de rencontrer plusieurs acteurs importants dans les élections municipales. Et finalement, comme nous avons réussi à passer la motion, j'ai beaucoup travaillé avec CKUT afin de passer la motion qui est passée aujourd'hui. En termes de gouvernance, nous avons la chance de dire bonjour à plusieurs nouvelles personnes qui vont travailler aux affaires externes. Gray Cooper, qui travaille déjà à l'AUM et qui va pouvoir continuer son travail en tant que Policy and Mobilization Researcher, et Noémie Richard en tant que Community Engagement Commissioner, ce qui est très important puisque le comité va enfin pouvoir commencer à se rencontrer. Finalement, j'ai eu l'opportunité de travailler avec le vice-président finance et la commissaire aux affaires noires afin de créer un référendum cet hiver pour avoir un budget pour les affaires noires et justement pour réduire le racisme sur le campus. Finalement, d'autres choses importantes à noter sont que nous sommes en train de travailler pour rejoindre la communauté Saint-Urbain, qui est comme le comité le comité de Milton Park, mais à Saint-Urbain. Et de plus, nous avons recommencé à travailler et nous avons dû mettre ça en pause jusqu'à maintenant, malheureusement, parce qu'on n'avait pas... nous n'avions pas assez de personnes pour faire cette labeur, mais nous avons recommencé à travailler sur le site des affaires externes et sur les campagnes pour les promouvoir sur le site de l'AUM et des affaires externes. Merci.
Merci beaucoup, vice-président de l'Ouvrier. We'll now be entertaining questions on this report. All those wishing to speak, please raise your hand. Seeing none, we're moving on to the next report. The VP Internal Affairs. Oh, great. All right. Is one of the executives going to present this report, as the VP Internal Affairs is not here at the moment?
I can report it if needed.
I give you the floor.
All right. So, hello, everybody. It's not me. It's not the internal affairs VP. So, Sarah worked on the GERD social media plan. She's been doing a lot of work on GERDs. I know that. Incredibly, incredibly helpful stuff. She also worked a shift at GERDs on Friday night, an empty stomach. Apparently, that was a poor decision. Work with Spin, a bunch of meetings at the time you're reading this. She is at McKibben's running Game of Chandelier. This is true. So, hopefully, that's going well. The Brittany bar crawl, I think, is going well. The organization went smoothly, had final logistics and finance meeting, ended up adding three teams because there was so much demand. The Affaires Francophone, Sarah had a meeting with VP External and me to discuss our ideas on franchisation plan. We'll be working on it more seriously once the committee meets. Alumni Affairs, nothing to report. Communications, she had her check-in three times a week. She's planning for November, December, I'm assuming some sort of ramp up. And then an exec midterm check-in is coming up, so that's nice. After that, first year affairs, she prepped the first meeting. It's happening Friday, October 29th, so that is tomorrow. And she's brainstorming the first year council section on the SMU website. Governance, she attended the steering committee, worked on the board nomination for motion, did some policy work, worked for the GA preparation and the report, did some check-ins with McCall, our governance manager, and did some constitutional reviews. And she's been working really hard on possible reviews for the constitution. Varia revisions of the McGill admin plan. We changed on exec how we are doing reports. This was Sarah's idea. Instead of we were doing work plans rather than reports like we're doing in Ledge Council. She met up with Katra, which is our HR director, twice. She had a check-in with Claire, and she had a meeting with the anti-violence coordinators about implementing the gendered and sexuality violence policy, I believe, more seriously. And I stand for questions to the extent that I can answer them.
I think this is the fastest report you've ever given, Eric. All those wishing to ask a question, please raise your hand. Ask some hard ones, that way we put them on the spot. All right, seeing none, we'll now be moving on to our last item in the agenda, the adjournment. Before we do so, I wanted to thank you all for this great meeting. We were effective. As always, it went on quite long, but I feel like we still have some energy left. Vice President Downey.
Motion to adjourn.
That is in order. Can we get a second?
I can do.
Perfect. All right. With this, if there's no opposition, we have adjourned our meeting at 21:26.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you all. Have a good rest of the night. Good rest of the week. Good midterms, et cetera, et cetera.
Nothing quite like leaving the office at 9:30 p.m.
Oh, great.